Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara 10 lines from the top of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored, Lo'ili Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. So now we're picking up from the Gemara. The Gemara seemed to have a machlokes, Beit Shammai Beis Hillel, whether a person who made a mistake, a simple mistake in his hektesh, he said that he had the lashon that if he says, Shor Shachar Shietzim Beis Yerishon, Harehu Hektesh. He says, the black ox, which has come out of my house first, is going to be Kadosh, and a white one came out. So Beit Shammai says that that's still going to be hektish. That's what we're addressing right now. So the Gemara asks immediately, "My taimayu de bishamay." Okay, now quoting bishamay, "We're hektish." My taimayu de bishamay. What is the svara behind the logic behind bishamay's reasoning? So it says the Gemara now, "The alfinan tchilas hektish misof hektish." Because bishamay learned that we learn the halacha over here of making something hektish in the beginning, meaning creating the chalos hektish from the sof hektish, from sof hektish, which is going to be something which is designated as a substitute, which we know as the halachas of temura. That the halacha is that an animal had been kadosh as a korban. So there's an iser d'oraisa, lo yamir osol ra b'tov b'ra. It's usher to substitute this animal for a second animal, even as we just said, ra b'tov, even if the second animal is better. It's exeris akasiv, that is a iser d'oraisa, homosechet b'ra, homosechet temura. Now, if someone violates this iser and he says the animal to be in place of one that was hektish, the halacha is that both animals become kadosh. So since it's going to be something that's already an original kedusha is creating another one, this we're calling something which is sof hektish. So the Gemara learns. So the Gemara continues. Ma tamura afilu batalis. Now, just like when it comes to the halacha of tamura, that even if it's done by accident, so the pasuk says v'hayahu utmraso yekodesh. The animal itself and the substitute animal are going to be kadosh, and the Gemara in Temura and Daf Yud Zayin tells us that if a person intended to say the lashon of if a person says shor shachar to be his Temura and he actually wanted to be to include it into a white one, so then we if you say kasavar lomar shor shachar v'amar lavan, I'm reading the Rush. All these halachas is, even if done by accident, the halacha is, you didn't mean to say it, but you meant to substitute it with a different animal, you meant to substitute it with a white one and it ended up being a black one, or vice versa. Still, since your dibur came out of your mouth, even in error, the halacha is that the hektish is chal. So too, when it comes to hektish over here, even though I said the wrong thing, so even though I said that I'm going to really want the other one to come out, if the other colored animal comes out, that's still going to be hektish. And the Gemara says Beis Hillel disagree. Why? Beis Hillel omrim hani milei tmura. This is a special gzeiras hakasav by tmura for the substitute of one animal to the other. Aval achus hektish betolos lomachsina. But to tell us that we're going to give a hektish status originally lechachila, meaning creating the chalos hektish there, it makes more sense. Beis Hillel will argue because they're going to say at the end of the day, the item was kadosh, and now you're just making a tumura onto the second one. Okay, that is easier to create the chalos, but here to create a new one, Beis Hillel is arguing that there's no proof from the fact that already something which was already hektish can be accidentally transferred onto something else. There is no proof from that. And now the Gemara says, "Levei Shammai ma'ilu amar hareze tachas ze lechatzi yom." So now we have a kasha. According to Beis Shammai, what would they say the halacha is? They're setting this up for them to have a problem. Is what's going to be the halacha if you have another animal? I mean, you had your one animal and you wanted to do tamura onto the second animal, and you say that it's not going to be kadosh until chatzos hayom and chatzos hayom and onward, from the midday point of the day. So the Gemara says, "Mihave tamura me'ashaitana." Would Bishamay say that if you hold it, it's like a mistake, so it should be the tamura should be chal right away? And the answer is no, it's not that way. Bishamay would agree. Ela adamaiti chatzayom hu da'ave tamura, that Bishamay would agree that only when chatzos hayom arrives that the iser d'oraisa of tamura is going to kick in. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, hachadnami l'chi migla milsa. So too here, when our comes to our case of the Mishnah, only when the actual thing happens, the hainu, in our example, that the thing happens, that the right animal comes out in accordance with the way that he declared it, that would create the kedusha. However, if it's in conflict with what he said, it never takes effect. So l'chora, we see that since the nature of Temura is determined by the person's statement and not necessarily, meaning he has the ability to postpone the Isra D'Raisa if he makes a Tanai, that it's only Bichal, let's say from Chatzos. So similarly, when the person intends to tell us over here that he wants to have a black korban, in fact, he's a white one, so that we understand, we go after his statement. When it comes to our Mishnah, the Gemara is assuming that Bishama is telling us that the white ox is going to be kadosh in the first example, even though the person explicitly spoke about a black one. But the question is, how can Beis Shammai tell us that the white ox is going to be kadosh, completely contradicting the person's statement, which is different than the case of Temura? There we're accepting his statement, and that would be the whole difference over here. So therefore, the Gemara wants to suggest, usually the Rush points this out over here, it's a little difficult. Usually go Ella Amar Papa, because once you have a Kasha, we don't like an answer, then we come on to answer. So the Gemara just says Amar Papa without telling you that really Rapapa is suggesting a new answer over here. Amar Papa l'kach ne'emar Risha. That's the whole reason the first is said by this declaration of the guy. What does he mean? Rav Papa now understands, l'chashayetze rishon. We're understanding his lashon to mean that he's telling you what comes out first from among the black ones, that should be kadosh. So we're understanding that to mean, if a black one, a black shore is going to come out, then he had in mind to be makdish, the first black ox that's coming out. However, according to Beit Shammai, that if a white one's going to come out, they're understanding that he also meant that was coming out. So he's disagreeing with the previous understanding of the Gemara. But according to our Papa, Beit Shammai do not tell us that the white ox is going to be kadosh. He's disagreeing halacha over here. The first black, even the white one comes out first, it's not kadosh. The black one that will come after that, because that was the first black ox to come out of his house, that's what he meant, is going to be kadosh. So according to our Papa, Beit Shammai's halacha here is not an example where you have hektish that's actually betos. The Gemara is going to ask that in a moment, that doesn't really fit the lashon, but that's what the Gemara is assuming. It's just a different understanding of what the guy really meant when he made this whole declaration in the first place. So the Gemara points out the v'hash shor shachar kamar, but at the end of the day, there's no indication the person had more than one ox. It's in the lashon of a yachid, shor shachar is one black ox. So lechora, if there's only one black ox, obviously he meant whatever's coming out first. If it's a black ox, that should be kadosh. And if it's a white ox, then it should not be kadosh then. So the Gemara says, mila skina delesle elahai. Lechora, we see from here that we're only dealing with one black ox. So obviously, it's not referring to a case where the first black ox that's coming out of his house, because that's clearly not what his declaration meant, because there's only one black ox in the house. He wouldn't say the first ox that comes out in reference to only one of them, one black ox in the whole thing. So therefore, it says the Gemara, L'tzricha de'islei train klasa. So you have to understand, you're right, the Gemara says that. According to our Papa, you have to understand the Mishnah, that only in the case where the guy has two or three black ox, in that case, then oxen, actually, right? The plural of ox, so it's actually two or three black oxen, then that would be the case, that would be the case of the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, B'silil omrim im kain, but if that's the case, that it's talking about, that it doesn't mean the first of the white animals, rather it means the black oxen. So then, sheyetzi rishon mibaylei. It should have used the lashon that which is coming out first. Why does he add mibesi? Why does he add lashon mibesi? So saying that the shor shachor sheyetzi mibesi. So what the sheyetzi mibesi indicates that a person means to be makdish the black one only if it comes out of his house first before all the other oxen. However, if it doesn't, so then Beis Hillel is going to disagree and say that that's not what he meant. He did not mean to make the kadosh. So according to this, everybody would agree that the first white ox would not become hektish. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rava mir Baryanish le Ravashi. Hi hektish betosu. But in this case, this is hektish betos. Hektish bekavanas. The Mishnah used a lashon of a mistaken hektish, yet this is clearly deliberate, meaning we're just handling what did the guy mean. That's like, it reminds us of Maseches Nedarim. What did his lashon mean when he makes a certain type of neder? So what, over here, what makes a certain type of statement, is it matvis lashon of hektish or not? So that's the whole machlokas. It's nothing to do with making a mistake in hektish. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Mishum da'atayi ledibure kamna, because, as the Rush says, lashon, that is dibura ina mashma kokach lahedya. It's not clear what he meant. So therefore, we're forced to interpret a statement differently than the pashup shot, than the way I would have seemingly, according to the simple reading, understood. That's what the Rush explains. It looks like it's a mistake because we're seemingly interpreting his words differently than I would have thought to. And that's why over here, says the Gemara, that we're forced to come onto this pshat because Because at the end of the day, it doesn't make sense to explain it the regular way. So that's why it's called Hekdesh Metuah. But really, you're right. We're just understanding what he meant. There's no mistakes over here. So now the Gemara asks of Isari Bit Shammai, Hekdesh Bitos Lo Have Hekdesh. Is it really true that Bechlal, that according to Bit Shammai, they hold that it's not, that if you make a mistake in Hekdesh, it would not be valid? Because according to our Papa over here, he's understanding the Mishnah that there is no case of actually making a mistake in Hekdesh. Seemingly, he would hold that Beit Shammai would agree that if you make a Hekdesh totally in mistake, that it would not be Hekdesh Ve'atnan. But we're going to learn this on Amud Beis of Aradaf. The Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Nader B'Nazir. If someone makes a Neder to become a Nazir, V'Nishal L'Chachamim V'Hitiro. And he was Nishal to the Chacham, to really Chachamim or Chacham, to one or in plural, Chachamim, and they were matir the neder, they released him from the neder. He had an animal already set aside for bringing the korban of Nazirus. So then says the Gemara, the Mishnah quotes, there's a lot of graze with the flock, it has no kedusha whatsoever, and it's going to be released completely from its Nazirus. So Amar Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, so in that Mishnah, in Amud Beis, we're going to see the bottom of Lamad Aleph Amud Beis, so the Mishnah tells us that Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel, you agree to this halacha. Meaning we don't see Beis Shammai disagree with it. Beis Shammai would agree to this point that it's a mistake in Hekdesh, and it therefore tastes of a terrible eder. So, and you tell me that the animal goes out and grazes with the flock. So, Beis Hillel is saying that, l'chora, if you agree that the concept of Hekdesh betos over here does not create a Hekdesh, so why, l'chora, that's how the Gemara is understanding right now, so why do you disagree with me over here in the case of Hekdesh Muta? And l'chora, again, many times we have it separated by the Gemara, but really these Mishnayos are one after the other. So the Mishnayos are taught together. It's really coming off of our Mishnah, which was discussing the whole concept of making a Hekdesh by mistake. And Beis Hillel seemingly is responding in the next Mishnah, telling Beis Shammai, l'chora, over there, this is also Hekdesh Betos. Why over here are you being makel that it's not a Hekdesh? Whereas the Reisha, in our case, you are being machmir that it's Hekdesh. So l'chora, the Gemara, the Mishnah is assuming clearly that Beis Hillel understood from the Lashon of Beis Shammai that they hold that if making a mistake in Hekdesh actually does create the halachas of Hekdesh. So we have a big problem over here that Beis Shammai does hold of Hekdesh Betos, meaning that Hekdesh Betos, even that you would still have to be machmir that it's Hekdesh. So the Gemara says, Ella Beis Hillel de Kato. Rather, Beis Hillel is their understanding that they're the ones who made a mistake. They held Tamaya de Beis Shammai Mishum de Hekdesh Betos have Hekdesh. You're right. Meaning our Papa has to agree and concede that Beis Hillel understood in Beis Shammai that the whole vort, everything that's going on, was about making a mistake in Hekdesh. If you have a mistake in Hekdesh, according to Beis Shammai, the way Beis Hillel understood is they hold that should be chal. However, Amri Lo Beis Shammai, and to that Beis Shammai would respond to them, La Mishum Hekdesh Betalosu. You're wrong, Beis Hillel. That's not why I say that the Reisha is going to be Hekdesh. Ela Mishum that Atele Dibur Kama, because he made him, again, he misled us by making us think that he meant only if the black ox comes out first is it going to be Hekdesh, but that's not really what he meant, Beis Shammai is going to argue. Beis Shammai is going to say, he meant that if the white one comes out, you're right, that white one doesn't become Hekdesh, but the first black ox that does come out, that would remain Hekdesh. So basically, Beis Shammai, we don't have this response in the Mishnah, but Rav Papa is saying, this L'chora, what would be the response of Shita's Beis Shammai to that of Beis Hillel? So the Gemara asks, "V'savrei Beis Shammai Hekdesh Betos Loave Hekdesh." But does Beis Shammai hold that Hekdesh Betos is not really Hekdesh? Tashma, I'll bring a proof that that's not the case. What's the Mishnah we're going to discuss? The Mishnah is going to be later on the Aflamat Beis. Hayu Mahalchim Bederach. They're going on the road. So here we're going to have six different people. So we'll just define them as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 to make things easier. Turning on to Amud Beis now. V'echad ba kenegdan. So Reuven and Shimon are let's actually use Shimon and Levi. They see Reuven walking down the street. So number one and number two. So they see this other guy, this random guy walking down the street. V'echad avamar echad. So now number one says, Hareini nazir shezeh ploni. I know that's Reuven. Shimon says to Levi, I know for sure that this is Levi, and akad ekach, I'm telling you, I'm going to make a neder nazirus that this is Reuven, and I'm going to become a nazir. So clearly he wanted to become a nazir because he was certain of it. However, the second guy, Levi, says, Echad Amar, he responds to him, and he says, Hareini nazir she'inzeh ploni. I completely disagree with you. That's not Reuven at all. You're dead wrong. How do you think that that's Reuven? I'm going to make a neder nazirus that's not Reuven. ends up Pliny. So number two is saying, I am completely disagreeing with what you said, and only if you're wrong am I, Harez Nazir she ends up Pliny. I'm only, if I'm gonna be a Nazir, that this is not him. So only if it's not Reuven, then I'm gonna be a Nazir. Harini Nazir she echad mekan Nazir. Now a third guy, number three, he sees this conversation, and he says that I'm gonna be a Nazir, that one of you is a Nazir. So number three, addressing number one and number two, he's saying, if one of you is a Nazir, then I'm going to become a Nazir. So number three obviously understood that one of the two of them are right. So he is telling us that he's accepting a Nazir as that one of them is right. Lachlor is assuming that one of them are going to be right. Now, number four says, She'in echad b'hem Nazir. The fourth one says that none of you is a Nazir. So number four, Lachlor is difficult because he's telling us that one of you is not a Nazir. He's not a problem. He understands that only one of them is correct. And he's telling us that it, like number two, he's saying he's running to, he wants to confirm what number two said. That's fine. That's not hard. The Shishneim Nazir, the fifth one argues, he's saying that I'm going to make a declaration of Nazirus that the two of you are Nazirim. So number five, Lechora is difficult because it can't possibly be that Reuven and Shimon are right. It can't be the same guy. So he's understanding that that's what he means, that only both of them are Nazirus. However, and then number six says even further, Shekulchem Nazirim. If all of you are right, again, now these statements can't necessarily be right. Number one and number two are contradictory, right? And then number three is backing up number one, number four is backing up number two. It can't be all right, but still, that's what the sixth guy says. So the halacha is, so in that case, what's the halacha? B'shamay omrim, kulam nazirim. In that example, B'shamay paskin, all six people in this group are nazir. Even those who are incorrect, because B'shamay said that all these declarations are no worse than tamura. Just like when it comes to Tamura, we go after his dibor, that he, even if he made a mistake. So somebody over here, even though they made a mistake, they clearly want to become a Nazir, and their Nazirus is Chal. Therefore, they're all going to become Nazirim. So says the Gemara, so Lechora, clearly from here, that Bishamai holds that even making a mistake in Hekdesh is going to create the halachas of Hekdesh. So says the Gemara, Amre, Savri Bishamai Hekdesh Betos Have Hekdesh. So you're right. We see from this Mishnah that if a person makes a mistake with regards to Hekdesh, that's correct. Rav Papa concedes that that's true. However, Hachalo, Rav Papa's arguing that our Mishnah, that's not the Yesod HaMachlokas. We have a different Yesod HaMachlokas over here. As we explain on Amud Aleph, that we're learning from over here, that Beis Shammai learned it from a different example. The case of our Mishnah is that not, it doesn't matter which one is coming out, because his Dibur, his unspoken Dibur tells us that he wants whatever black first, the first one that will be black, that comes out is going to be Hektish. That's how we understand it. We're going after his intent rather than actual the Pashup Shat, the simple understanding of what he said. And that's the Machlokas over here. Yes, in a different context, we see in a later Mishnah that Beit Shammai do in fact hold if a person made a mistake that it would remain Hektish. However, says Rav Papa, that's not the argument in our Mishnah. So he's conceding that it's true, but that's not an argument of Mishnah. That's our Mishnah's arguing as the point we just mentioned over a different, how to interpret what this guy said. That's how Rav Papa understands it. Says the Gemara, Abaye gives a different suggestion of Shitas Beis Shammai. Lo kasach da'ikha the kaim betzafra. Don't think that the Mishnah's case where the person stands and he makes his declaration in the morning before the animals even leave and he's making it on this condition. Rather, what are we discussing according to Abaye? Dekaim bitiara. The person is in the afternoon after the animals already left the house. He is discussing in the past what happened. He's declaring that the black ox, which had in the past come out of my house, that's going to be hektish. So Abaye is not going to understand as that sheyete in the future, rather yatsa in the past. They told him a white one came out first. He said to them, if I had known that a white one would come out first, I would not have said a black one. So the person was under the impression that the black one had been the first one, and that's why he was makdishit. So he was familiar, let's say, with whatever, the way that it worked, that it was walking. He thought that was for sure was the case. So therefore, once he was told that in fact the white one was the first one to go out, so he says that he had known that, he would not have specified black. So clearly then he intends to be makdish whichever ox is coming out first in the morning, regardless of its color. That's how we understand what he meant. So therefore, Beis Shammai is telling us that the white ox, meaning arguing under Papa, not the black ox, rather the white ox, according to Abaye. So Abaye comes out like the first explanation of the Gemara for a different reason, but that's how Abaye comes out, that the white one would be the one that's hektish. So again, it really is hektish betos, and they must learn their halacha from Tamura. That's how Abaye is understanding the explanation of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, is that really a good explanation though? Can you really tell me that the Mishnah is discussing a case where the person stands and makes his declaration after the oxen have already come out in the afternoon? V'haktani dinar shazav shiya'ale in the future. The very next case, you have to, right? All the Mishnayos have to line up. You have to line up all the Mishnayos that were all, they're all talking about the past or the future. We gave three different examples, if you remember. We had the case of the gold, which he actually, like, he took out a silver one. He said it was going to be gold, it was going to be hektish, and then silver. Then we have the case of yayin and shemen, wine and oil. So the Gemara says over here that that in the case of picking the money, picking the gold dinar, so lechora that was in the future. So the Gemara says you're right, but Tanish she'Allah, you have to amend the Mishnah and tell us that it should read that which came up in the past. That's what it really means. You have to amend the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, "I chavish yain she'Allah," a similar thing, but in the case of wine, also it's in the future tense. And the Gemara gives the same answer. We have to amend the text to say Tanish she'Allah in the past. That which came. So we've answered for the Shita of Abaye. So now the Gemara continues, Amar of Chista Uchma Bechivya Lakaya. If you have a black ox in a herd with white ox, so it makes it worse, because the black ox is less valuable. Chivra Uchma Lakaya. A white spot in a black ox would show, the or also Lakaya, that it has some sort of machala, some sort of affliction, some sort of disease. So says the Gemara, Tznan, we learn in the Mishnah, Shachar Shiyatza Mebetzi Rishon Hektish. A person says a black ox, which is going to come from my house, is going to be hektish. That's what he says. So Gemara says, "Kalsalka daitan ki makdish be'ein ra makdish." So in the Havmina right now, there's a machlokas about this. The machlokas in Bava Basra. When a person makes a general hektish declaration, is he being more generous or is he being more stingy? So that's a machlokas. So the Gemara is assuming right now that we're going after the shita that he is be'ein ra, be'ein ra. He's being stingy when he makes his hektish declaration. So says the Gemara, "Amar Beishamai have hektish." Beishamai tell us that the white ox is kadosh. Why should this be so, according to Rav Chista, when that the white ox is better? So the Gemara assumes that Abaye's interpretation of the Beishamai is still correct, but he used the lashon of the future. But really, Rav Chista is correct though that white ox are more valuable than the black ones. So how could he believe that the person's claim that he intended to be makdish even the white one? Lachora, he was being stingy. He obviously wanted the black one. If that wasn't his intention to have the white one, how could it be that this is hektish? So the Gemara says, "Ve'ela mai be'ayin yafe makdish." So the Gemara says, "What we're going to tell me? You're going to tell me that a person is makdish, a person is generous, and that's why Beis Shammai tell us that the ox has to be kadosh." So the Gemara says, "What about the case of dinah shel zav shi'alek bi'adirishon?" So you're going to tell me that. Then what about the next case where the guy says that the gold dinar is going to come out of my hand first, and then ve'ela be'kesef Beis Shammai amar hektish, that also is hektish. If a person dafka wanted the thing that was more expensive, that doesn't work either over here, because if he had intended to have the gold, lechora he didn't have gold come up, silver, which was worse. He didn't have any kavana for that to be hektish. Ve'elamai, so then what are you going to tell me from this part of the Mishnah? Ve'ayin rafin makdish, and a person is going to be stingy when he is being makdish. What about chavish shel yayin? Shetala b'dirishon. Person's in a barrel of wine, which is going to come to my hand first. Ve'alash shel shemen, and then a barrel of oil comes. Be'shamay omrim hektish. Be'shamay say that it's hektish, v'hash, shemen adif miyayin, but over here, oil is clearly more valuable than wine. So how can you tell me that the more valuable oil, which clearly he didn't have kavanah for, because he's more stingy in our havamina now, in our explanation of the Mishnah, and yet we're telling me that it is kadosh. So the Gemara says, imishim ha'lo kasha. That third case is not a kasha. Why? Because begalilah shana, we're talking about the Mishnah in the Galil. In the Galil, the chamra adif mishnah, wine is more valuable than oil. They had tons of olive trees, so therefore, wine was more expensive. So they assume that oil generally is more expensive, but here wine was more expensive. I'm curious per liter, I'm assuming that Bezman Azem wine is much, I mean, it depends. We have much more different level qualities, but I assume that wine is more expensive than oil. I'm not sure. Anyway, the Gemara says, Reisha Kasha Rav Chista. The first case of the Mishnah is again a Kasha Rav Chista. Why did Beis Shammai tell us that the white ox is going to be hektish when if we just established that the average person is in fact Ba'ayin Ra, he's going to be stingy. So then how are we explaining the Shita of Rav Chista? That Beis Shammai tell us that it is kadosh. So says the Gemara, Amar lecha Rav Chista could argue ki amre betura de karminai. When did I make my halacha? I was referring to a karminai ox. What's a karminai ox? Apparently, it's a specific type of ox that the white is more valuable. So the Mishnah is referring to an ordinary case of an ox that the black is actually more valuable. So therefore, in all three cases, the assumption is a person is in fact ba'ayin ra, he's stingy. And all three cases in the Mishnah, the item is going to be. In all three cases, the item specified in the declaration was one that was more valuable. And Beis Shammai tell us that the person who specified the more valuable item on the mistaken assumption that that's going to be one to come out really meant to be able to be makdish whatever first came out. And that's what he meant. And it's going to be hektish. No kasha, no chista. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chista, uchmi lemashke." A black ox is used for its skin. Sumka lebisare. A red ox is for its meat. Chivra leradia to use it for plowing. A white ox is for plowing. So Gemara says, "What do you mean?" By Amar Rav Chista, just a side point. Uchma bechivra lekaya. That a black ox is making it lower value, so that the white ox is more valuable. So if the hide of a black ox is so valuable, so it's hard to imagine that this would be, why should we be using a white ox to plow? So you should be black ox for plowing. So says the Gemara, you're right, ki amrei b'tura de kamina. When did I say this statement? Back to the Torah of the Karmia, which is telling us that it's, that was reference to the Karmia ox, that the white Karmia ox is better to the black one, in every area. Plowing, meat or hide, everything. It's always better. So therefore, a black one is making it worse, that, cause they're considered better. Fine, we'll start with the Mishnah, and then maybe we'll stop in the middle of the Mishnah. Mishnah nadar b'nazir. If someone makes a neder to become a nazir, and he drank wine, he violated his nazirus. V'nishal ha-chacham ve'osu. So he came to do, said, I really don't want to be this nazir, and the chacham says, what do you mean? Just cause you're drinking wine and you have a taiva for wine? No, I'm not mad to the neder. Not mad to your nazirus. So then what happens? Mona mishar shenadar. He counts his nazirus from the time that he made the neder and continues. That all still counts, even though he's violating his nazirus. That's the havamir. Right now, the Gemara is going to discuss this. Nishal ha-chacham ve'tiro. If he came to a chacham, the chacham was matir his neder. Ha'isal ha-behim ha-mifereshes. If you had an animal set aside, te'itza ve'tira be'edar. This is the mission that we just quoted. It's allowed to, it's completely not hektish, because le'mafreya, even retroactively, we uproot his consecration of hektish. Amr be'zhilel le'vei shamay. So be'zhilel said to the be'shamay, on this point, imatem modim ezeh shu hektish tos, shu te'itza ve'tira be'edar. You agree with me that this is hektish tos, and that's clearly a... You agree with me that this is something which is not subject to the halachas of hektish. So Amru lehem Beishamai said to them, Iyatem modim, but don't you admit to me in the case of Misha Tal Vekar Lachi Asiri. If someone made a mistake and he called the ninth one, a tenth one, Lachiri Chi, and the ninth, and the tenth, and ninth one, Lacharasar Asiri, that Shu Mukdash, each one is going to be hektish. We need a little bit of background over here. That Beishamai tell us that we're talking about the halacha of Meiser Behema. So the Torah tells us that when it comes to animals that are kosher, they need Meiser Behema. You take off the Tana Asiri Yekodesh. So you during the current year, you put them in a pen, and you put like this red dye on them, and you start counting them. One, two, three, and you bring them through the pen. And the tenth one, the designation of the tenth one, is going to be hektish. So the halacha that Beishamai is quoting is that the tenth animal, even if it's accidentally designated, the ninth or the 11th was designated as 10, the halacha is, because we learn Hasiria Kodesh, Yiel Rabos, even a mistake, that we learn from there that that it's Kodesh. So now that it's Kodesh. So if it's done by mistake, yet it's still Kodesh, so why don't you agree with me over here, Beishamai say back to Beishilel, that it should be hektish. So Beishilel respond, Amru lehem Beishilel, lo, that's not a good proof. Hasheva Kitsha, the rat, the person's designation of the animal of number 10, that makes it Kodesh. Now what if you made a mistake on the 8th or 12th? According to you, it shouldn't matter because it's any mistake that establishes something as 10. You should be Kaddish, that's not the halacha. Shema Sakum, did he do anything? He didn't. Rather, we're assuming it's Xeris HaKosuv. Ella Kosuv Shekide Shasiri. The Pasuk tells you that the 10th one is Kaddish, a specific Xeris HaKosuv. That's the only reason this case is valid. Therefore, who Kide Shashi? So he has also been Makdish the 9th. And and the 11th as well. Since the 10 animals, Kaddish, even if it was wrongly counted, that's a specific Zeris HaKosuv, has nothing to do with this, and that's a valid rejection. So those who point out, this is a very good rejection. So Beishamai accepted this rejection of their Shita, but they bring back the halacha from Temura that we mentioned earlier. That's where they learn that we should, even a mistake by Hekdesh is going to be Chal. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Mani Mastisen in tomorrow's Daf.